holding the machine gun, looked at me with a snaggletooth grin. They love to kill people in ways that involve great difficulty and imagination. They are, shall we say, aficionados. Since the days of Genghis Khan, the Mongols have enjoyed devising particularly cruel ways of killing people. We Russians are painfully aware of this. It forms part of our history lessons in school. We study what the Mongols did when they invaded Russia. They killed millions, for no reason at all. They captured hundreds of Russian aristocrats in Kiev and killed them all together. Do you know that story? They cut huge, thick planks, laid the Russians beneath them, and held a banquet on top of the planks, crushing them to death beneath their weight. Ordinary human beings would never think of such a thing, don't you agree? It took time and a tremendous amount of preparation. Who else would have gone through the trouble? But they did it. And why? Because it was a form of amusement to them. And they still enjoyed doing such things. I saw them in action once. I thought I had seen some terrible things in my day, but that night, as you can imagine, I lost my appetite. Do you understand what I am saying to you? Am I speaking too quickly? Yamamoto shook his head. Excellent, said the Russian. He paused, clearing his throat. Of course, this will be the second time for me. Perhaps my appetite will have returned by dinner time. If possible, however, I would prefer to avoid unnecessary killing. Hands clasped together behind his back, he looked up at the sky for a time. Then he took his gloves out and glanced towards the plain. Beautiful weather, he said. Spring. Still a little cold, but just about right. Any hotter and there would be mosquitoes. Terrible mosquitoes. Yes, spring is much better than summer. He took out his cigarette case again, put a cigarette between his lips and lit it with a match. Slowly he drew the smoke into his lungs, and slowly he let it out again. I'm going to ask you once more, do you insist that you really know nothing about the letter? Yamamoto said only one word. Niet. Fine, said the Russian. Fine. Then he said something in Mongolian to the Mongolian officer. The man nodded and barked an order to the soldiers. They carried over some rough logs and began to sharpen them with their bayonets, quickly turning them into four stakes. Pacing off the distance between the stakes, they pounded them into the ground with rocks at the four corners of a square. All these preparations took some 20 minutes to complete, I guessed. But I had no idea at all what they were for. The Russian said, to them, an excellent slaughter is like an excellent meal. The longer they take with their preparations, the more enjoyment they derive from the act. Simply killing a man is no problem. One pistol shot and it's all over. But that would not be... And here he ran his fingertips slowly over his smooth chin. Very interesting. They untied Yamamoto and led him to the staked-off area. There they tied his arms and legs to the four stakes. Stretched out on the ground, stark naked, Yamamoto had several raw wounds on his body. As you know, these people are shepherds, said the Russian officer. And shepherds use their sheep in many ways. They eat their flesh, they shear their wool, they take their hides. To them, sheep are the perfect animal. They spend their days with sheep, their whole lives with sheep. They know how to skin them with amazing skill. The hides they use for tents and clothing. Have you ever seen them skin a sheep? Just kill me and get it over with, said Yamamoto. The Russian brought his palms together, and while rubbing them slowly, nodded to Yamamoto.
Don't worry, he said. We will be certain to kill you.